Yeah, so I have joined now. Can you see me? Or can you like see my...
That is you.
Okay, let's go.
Yes, Sam. Hey, good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sean and Devadana, Rakesh and everyone. Greetings from New Jersey. I happened to be in New Jersey for an event last night organized by the Indian Overseas Congress to launch their New Jersey chapter.
Before that, I want to wish you, Sam, on your birthday. So it's maybe a day, we maybe had one day delayed, belated birthday
wishes. Thank you, Sean.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, Sean, I have two birthdays. One is the real one, which is November 16th. And then I have another one on the passport, because when I was born, there were no birth certificates. There were no doctors. There was no hospital. Parents would record in small little book that the boy was born on Ram Navami or some time based on Indian calendar. So yesterday was celebration of 16th November birthday. I normally don't celebrate birthdays. You know, we just will have, my wife and I will go out to dinner with a couple of friends and that's all I do. But this was the biggest celebration I ever had in my life, with 600 people, cake cutting, and it was a little bit overwhelming for someone like me. So I want to thank everybody for a great time I had in New Jersey. I believe today's topic is about U.S. position, power, and role in shaping the world of tomorrow. So maybe I'll spend 10 minutes to give a little background from my perspective, and then we'll open up for a broader conversation. Is that okay, Sean and everyone?
Yeah. Yes, Sam.
Okay. Thank you. We all know that U.S. has played an important role in the last 100 years, especially after World War II. U.S. has dominated global dialogue. U.S. has shaped indirectly or directly major forces in the world. In fact, during World War II, U.S. put together a design of the world which gave birth to UN, World Bank, IMF, ultimately NATO, WTO, and many other institutions to really promote democracy, human rights, capitalism, consumption, and military. We have talked about this in the past. The entire design at that point in time was focused on rebuilding Europe, Japan, which was destroyed. A little bit of guilt because of the bomb dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And U.S. spent a lot of effort in reviving global economy. But the bottom line was to really fight communism. U.S. saw Soviet Union as the enemy, and everything was designed to be targeted at that second so-called superpower. This fight continued with intervention in Vietnam, We know what happened in war between South and North Korea. Then recent Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya. Everywhere the design is predominantly based on command and control. That we want to be in command, we want to be in control. Our economy has to dominate. And that thought process, I personally believe, comes from colonial mindset. Because ultimately, America came into existence because the people from Europe came here and colonized it by really displacing local population. Europeans also did the same thing in Latin America, in India, in Africa, in Middle East. So that whole pattern was to colonize so-called underdeveloped countries, control people, and then take charge based on command and control and build prosperity. I believe that model doesn't work anymore because the world is free. And today, America is looking for dominance in terms of competing with China, because the world really has two visions today. As we know, right after the grand design of the world, which gave birth to UN, world got decolonized. Soviet Union fell apart without a gunshot. China could rise to a level no one had ever thought. Technology got democratized. And as a result, today, one is the US vision, which is predominantly based on, again, democracy, human rights, capitalism, consumption, and military, and the Chinese vision, which is based on their model of authoritarian rule, rapid development, Belt and Road Initiative to go fund a lot of these emerging markets, developing countries, give them huge loans, build infrastructure for them, and in a sense, have sort of influence and control through a different mechanism. US continues to dominate the world, but I see a great change because of the recent influx of migration in the US. When I came to US, there were very few people of Indian origin, as an example. Now, people from Mexico, people from Europe, people from India, Asia Pacific, are beginning to shape the US policies in a very different way. These people don't have the colonized mindset. They come from a country colonized. So I see some hope going forward that the command and control structure will give in to collaboration, cooperation, co-creation, networking. US hasn't yet focused on foreign policy based on new paradigm. US foreign policy today is still based on old paradigm of command and control and military. No one talks about non-violence as national strategy. No one talks about civil disobedience. The essential use of the force needs to be for peacekeeping and not for maintaining wars. Today, the mindset is to maintain wars and not maintain peace. And as a result, we spend $1 trillion a year in US on defense. World spends $2 trillion a year to fight. If that mindset changes to peacekeeping force, that budget will go down substantially. That mindset will change the structure of collaboration, cooperation world over. But this is deeply seeded in our systems, where everything is in vertical silos. And this comes from last 100 years of experience. There is very little networking that goes on because that's a new phenomenon. So I am one of those who look at this as a tipping point in the history of humanity, where we'll have to collectively decide whether this is the time to redesign the world or not. The present design doesn't work, will not work. And unless and until that focus is taken seriously to design a world which is more inclusive, world which is focusing more on basic needs, non-violence, sustainability, a new model of economy, not just capitalism as we know, because this capitalism has created inequality. Very few people are very rich, and lots of people are looking for opportunities. And that must change. So how do we shift this US mindset is a major challenge. Today, when you talk like this, you are seen as naive. You are seen as someone who doesn't understand geopolitical equation. Because their sense is that everybody is bad, everybody is there to attack, and they have lost trust in humanity. You got to start with the fact that everybody is good. They all want to live peaceful life. There are few bad elements, but if there are 10%, 12% bad element, you can't penalize remaining 90% for it. And that's how the world works today. 10% of the people create problems on the street, so 90% of the people suffer. With police all over, security systems, and all that. I think more needs to be done to change the mindset from top to the bottom as to what it means to focus on nonviolence, security, safety, and how new technology and tools can be used to enhance collaboration, cooperation, and I always say co-creation. Because the best way to create peace between two enemies, or people at the border, as they call, who constantly fight, is to really exchange trade, improve trade, improve collaborations on art and culture. And that will automatically create environment for peace and prosperity for all. So I would close this by saying US has a huge role to play in shaping the world, because US has the largest talent pool. US has open system comparatively. US has democracy, freedom of speech, human rights, far better than many other countries. US has some of the best universities, libraries, museums. So I think US is in better position, and also US has large population. If the country had 10, 20 million people, it'd be very different from having a country with 320 million people. So US is in a position to drive global agenda. But US has to do it by networking with other nations and not play dictatorial role like they have done many times in Security Council and other places. So time has come for US to recognize that we are at a tipping point and we got to move away from command and control to more networking of nations. And that is tough. So the conversation has to be more on how US can reshape the world going forward. And I believe, unfortunately, only US can do that role. There isn't anyone else who can really guide this. With this, I want to once again thank Sean and the group for the opportunity, and thank you all for joining me. And I hope we have a fruitful conversation. Today, I have only 1 hour because I have a flight to catch to go back to Chicago.
Thank you, Sam. This month,
I have another meeting like this on 25th in San Francisco, where there'll be a few hundred people. And then we have a meeting on 26th in LA. So I'll be traveling again on 25th and 26th. But thank you for joining. And unfortunately, we'll have just another 45 minutes. Go ahead, Sean.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. So just want to ask about the recent Asia-Pacific Leaders Conference happened in San Francisco. And there were a lot of protests on this Palestine ceasefire by the public community. What are your thoughts? Americans still believe that America is not playing its role on the humanity side. So what are your thoughts?
Well, people coming on street are seen in two lights. One is pro-Palestine. Some people translate that into pro-Hamas. Some people translate that into anti-Israel. I think those demonstrations are pro-humanity. When innocent children die, it is not about Palestine kid or Israel kid or European kid. It is about every child. And when you see that in that light, these demonstrations in America make sense. But if you begin to take sides, saying no, only Palestine kid is important and not Israel kid, then you got a problem. Okay. So it is not about taking side of this group or that group. I think we all need to rise above petty politics, petty partitions, and really look at what is happening to humanity. I say this time and time again, and I'm not going to get tired of saying this over and over again, that the world must focus on planet and people and not power and profit. I mean, look at what is going on in India in terms of environment pollution. We are focused only on profit. And as a result, large number of cities in India are at a point where people can't breathe. I mean, what is that profit? What good is that profit? Okay. So going back to your question, I don't think I would interpret that as pro anything except humanity. If that's the case, I'm all for it.
Okay. So also about this climate change, what are you thinking that whether America is playing its role on the climate change, Sam?
No, maybe it should be the guiding path. No, America is not paying. America is giving lip service. Okay, because America is the largest polluter in the past and even today. Who are we kidding? When 300 million people at one time used to have 50% of the world's energy. Okay, so America has created the situation where we are. And then now America is asking everybody else to cut down. Fair. Everybody should collaborate. Forget about the past, look at the future. But then one who has played major role in polluting must play major role in cleaning it up. It's not rocket science. Okay, there is no room for argument here. Okay. But look at the pollution still going on. So I think a lot of these large problems get ignored because of petty political pressures. Focus on immediate elections, votes, and that's where the problem is. Go ahead, Son, you're saying something.
Thank you. I want to just give an opportunity to Priyambata, and I just want to give an opportunity for India with Congress, Priyambata and team, for inviting some of our audience. Priyambata, why don't you ask some questions you guys have from your community, please?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you, Priyambata.
Can you repeat in Hindi, sir?
Which forward?
Okay. The same introduction about America's role in the new global order, Sam, in Hindi.
In Hindi, that's true. वो जरा तकलीफ वाली बात है, लेकिन मैं कहूंगा कि अमेरिका ने वर्ल्ड वॉर के वक्त, लास्ट वर्ल्ड वॉर के वक्त, एक डिजाइन तैयार की थी दुनिया के लिए, जिससे यूनाइटेड नेशंस, वर्ल्ड बैंक, IMF, WTO, WHO सब बना. वो डिजाइन में अमेरिका की इच्छा थी कि वो डेमोक्रेसी, ह्यूमन राइट्स, कैपिटलिज्म, कंजम्पशन और मिलिट्री पे ध्यान दे और दुनिया पे कंट्रोल रखे कि उनकी जो कीमतें हैं, उनके जो विचार हैं, वो आगे बढ़ाए. उस वक्त सोवियत यूनियन, कम्युनिज्म उनका दुश्मन रहा. ये डिजाइन का मेन काम ये भी था कि यूरोप टूट गया था वर्ल्ड वॉर में, जापान डिस्ट्रॉय हो गया था बॉम्ब की वजह से हिरोशिमा नागासाकी पे. तो अमेरिका को ये, यूरोप और जापान को फिर से बांधना था. इंडिया उस वक्त ब्रिटिश राज के नीचे था, तो किसी ने इंडिया को पूछा ही नहीं, चाइना को कोई पूछता भी नहीं था तब, और अफ्रीका वॉज ऑन नोबडीज इक्वेशन. सो चार पांच देशों ने मिलके ये डिजाइन की. हमने एक किताब लिखी है, रीडिजाइन द वर्ल्ड, जिसमें बताया है कि ये डिजाइन अब पुरानी हो गई है. ये डिजाइन जो कमांड एंड कंट्रोल पे चलती है, वो अब बदलनी है, जिससे कोलैबोरेशन, कोऑपरेशन, को-क्रिएशन, नेटवर्किंग पे ध्यान दिया जाए. ये डिजाइन 80 साल पुरानी है. अभी अमेरिका का एनिमी है चाइना. दुनिया में अभी दो डिजाइन है, एक है अमेरिकन डिजाइन जो उन्होंने तैयार की थी 80 साल पहले, उस पे आगे काम करना, और दूसरी है चाइनीज डिजाइन, बेल्ट एंड रोड इनिशिएटिव वाली, कि वो सब देश में जाएंगे, बड़ी बड़ी लोन देंगे, रोड, ब्रिज, डैम बनवाएंगे, और ये सब देश फिर उनके अंदर दबे रहेंगे क्योंकि उनका डेट रहेगा वहां पे और उनकी प्रेजेंस वहां पे रहेगी. आज दुनिया को तीसरी डिजाइन चाहिए. चाइनीज डिजाइन नहीं काम करेगी आगे जाके, अमेरिकन डिजाइन को बदलने का समय आ गया है. तो तीसरी डिजाइन में सबको साथ लेके आपको इंक्लूजन पे ध्यान देना है, सस्टेनेबिलिटी पे ध्यान देना है, ह्यूमन नीड्स नई इकोनॉमी, ये पुरानी इकोनॉमी ने ऐसी सिचुएशन की है कि जहां थोड़े लोग बहुत पैसे वाले हैं और बहुत लोग के पास कुछ नहीं है, ऐसी इकोनॉमी नहीं चलेगी। और फाइनली दुनिया में शांति के लिए नॉन वायलेंस पर ध्यान देना है, जो गांधी जी कह रहे थे। सो ऐसा समय आ गया है अभी कि अमेरिका की लीडरशिप पुराने सिद्धांतों पे आगे नहीं जा सकती, उन्हें नए सिद्धांत समझने होंगे, लीडरशिप लेनी होगी नई। लेकिन ये लीडरशिप मिलिट्री पावर और कमांड एंड कंट्रोल पे नहीं चलेगी, ये हमारा विचार है। ठीक है,
awesome sir. So Satish Raman from LinkedIn has asked, peacekeeping point is awesome and it will be the game changer if one can work to maintain harmony even in times of war or threat by alternative means of communication and people to connect, people to people connect. You have any comments on that, sir?
No, I agree, I completely agree that, you know, हम ऐसा कहते हैं कि we have evolved to a point as human beings in the last 50 years because of connectivity, especially super internet connectivity, that we can sit across the table and resolve our differences, and we don't need to take to guns and bombs to resolve our differences. That is a fundamental difference in belief. I believe there is nothing that can prevent me from having a dialogue with my enemy. Respect them, try to understand them. They are also people. They don't want to fight. Compromise, but you got to give. If you are not willing to give, then you'll have a fight. अभी क्या हुआ है कि जिनके पास बहुत सारा है उन्हें कुछ देना नहीं है, जिनके पास कुछ नहीं है वो लड़ाई करते हैं कि हमारे पास कुछ नहीं है। ये लड़ाई हैव एंड हैव नॉट की है, उसे आप कन्वर्ट कर देते हैं आइडियोलॉजी में, धर्म और रिलीजन में, रीजन में, बॉर्डर पे, लेकिन बेसिक फाइट is about haves and have nots. अब आप देखिए हमारे वहां शिकागो में रोज दंगे फसाद होते हैं, रोज किसी का स्टोर तोड़ लिया, किसी की कार उठा के ले गए, किसी को किडनैप कर दिया। ये सब लोग कौन है जिनके पास कुछ है नहीं, किनको परेशान करते हैं? जिसके पास कुछ है। वो गरीब स्टोर को मॉब नहीं करते, रिच स्टोर को मॉप करते हैं। अब उन्हें समझना है, समझाना है कि ऐसे प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व नहीं हो सकता। उसकी वजह उनको गन लेके मार देते हैं। सो ये पूरा माइंडसेट ही ऐसा बना हुआ है कि गरीब चोरी करता है, रिच आके उसको उठा के मार देता है। It is hard to say what is right, what is wrong. But you have to agree that I am going to use non-violence to keep peace. Ho sakta hai. Kathin hai, lekin possible.
Sure. I think that's another question. So the world is more fragmented than more than ever before. How can global thinkers and opinions shepherds work to create a new world order that can uplift people within and across continents, work for equality, harmony, and create a plan that can promote sharing and caring? What role can India play to create such a scenario?
देखिए अभी ऐसा माहौल है,
सतीश रामन फ्रॉम लिंकडिन,
हाँ, थैंक यू, गुड क्वेश्चन। अभी ऐसा माहौल है कि नोबडी वॉन्ट्स टू लिसन, किसी को सुनना नहीं है, सबको सलाह देनी है। अगर 100 लोग हमारे जैसे दुनिया में आके बताएं कि भाई ये सॉल्यूशन है, सुनने वाला कौन है? हम ही हैं, हमारे दोस्त ही हैं जो पॉलिटिक्स में है, मिलिट्री में है, बिजनेस में है, उनको तो उनका काम करना है, उनको आर्म्स बेचने हैं, आर्म्स बनाने हैं, झगड़े करने हैं, वोट लेने हैं। सो सिविल सोसाइटीज रोल इन नेशनल एंड ग्लोबल ओपिनियन मेकिंग इज वेरी लिटिल नाउडेज। अफकोर्स इट इज पॉसिबल, अफकोर्स वी कांट लूज फेथ, अफकोर्स वी हैव टू गो ऑन डूइंग वॉट वी डू, बट इट इज डिफिकल्ट, क्योंकि पीपल ओनली लिसन टू दोज हु आर इन पावर और इन प्रॉफिट। अभी दुनिया के 100 richest people come together and say, we want to stop military machine. It will have an impact. But if 100 intellectuals, concerned citizens like us will come together, it probably won't get attention. दुख की बात है, लेकिन ये रियलिटी है, हम समझते हैं। लेकिन इसका मतलब ये नहीं कि हम बोलना बंद कर दें, इसका मतलब ये नहीं कि हम वो विचार पे आगे काम नहीं करें, हम करते रहते हैं। हमारे हैं 100 दोस्त ऐसे दुनिया में, सब जगह, फ्रॉम यूरोप टू अफ्रीका टू चाइना टू जापान टू इंडिया, बट यू नीड ग्लोबल कम्युनिटी। यू कांट हैव ए कम्युनिटी फ्रॉम वन कंट्री सेइंग इट, बिकॉज इट विल बी misunderstood that there is some agenda. So you need to bring global community to solve global problems. You can't bring Indians to solve global problem by themselves. Of course, they have to be party to it. But you need global platform to solve global challenges. ठीक है?
Sure, sir. Namita from YouTube is asking, what's your proposal to fix this global order which is UN right now? How it can be fixed? What role India can play? And are there any efforts in this way on the ground?
You should read the book, Redesign the World. In there, I talk about how to do it. Not that I have all the answers. I'm not qualified to suggest all the answers. लेकिन आई कैन बी पार्ट ऑफ ए कॉन्वर्सेशन। आई वॉन्ट टू मेक श्योर दैट वी कैन पुट ए ग्लोबल टीम टूगेदर टू फर्स्ट डेवलप ए ग्लोबल कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन। कैन वी ऑल एग्री टू ए ग्लोबल कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन सेइंग वी विल रिस्पेक्ट ह्यूमन लाइफ, विल रिस्पेक्ट अवर एनवायरमेंट, वी विल नॉट डिस्ट्रॉय अवर प्लैनेट, वी विल नॉट fight with each other, we will make sure our children get better future, better education, we will eradicate poverty, eradicate hunger, clean our water, provide enough energy to people. Can we agree to some fundamental things as a global community? Once we agree to that, we have a global constitution. Then after that, you can add your own little 10 points, which could be different in Middle East, different in India, different in Europe, different in Africa, that's okay. But unless and until we come to terms with fundamental issues, like we tried to do at UN on human rights, we don't follow it. But human rights are very well described. But how many countries follow human rights? They still put people in jail for no reason. They still attack innocent people all over the world. So we need to really create public pressure. You see, until now, according to me, because of lack of information and knowledge, handful of people who control knowledge, control institutions. Up to knowledge has been democratized. Everybody should know who is spending how much money in which institution. Lekin abhi bhi nahi kar rahe hain. You know, simple example in India, this election bond. Okay, why is that secret? I don't understand. Rabbi, you are in democracy. People have a right to know. Okay. So you need to use the instruments available today to open up the system, create transparency, and give power to the people. Today, power is in the hands of incompetent bunch of leaders who are full of egos, narcissistic view, and have no clue. And they think they are the best leader in the world. Okay. So, decentralization, all the way to in India, for example, Panchayat Raj, district, is the answer. Nobody does it. Districts don't have their budget. Their budgets get decided by Delhi. And Delhi gives you money in every state. Okay. That has to change so that from top down, we come to bottom up thinking. We know what needs to be done, plus or minus 20% collectively. People know. But political system is such that power doesn't get distributed. I mean, look at this way. If you get 40% of the vote and you get elected, you get to decide for the 100% of the people what is right, what is wrong. I mean, what kind of a democracy is that? But that's what's going on all over the world. All you need to do is win a seat and winner takes it all. Okay? And the guy who got 50 less vote did get elected has no say anything on anything. Okay. That has to change. And that's where I think information technology would be of great value. And we have all the tools today, but we are not using it. Priyamvada?
There's a new system which need to be reinvented, which is what I have one Zoom question. Yeah, Priyamvada, you have any questions from the Twitter space?
I can't hear her.
Sam, are you able to hear Priyamvada?
No, I can't hear her. At all.
You cannot hear you? Okay. Priyamvada, I think you need to put Sam on speaker or something like that. You are not able to hear Sam? Okay, give me.
No. And today I don't even get the text question.
Okay.
You know, normally.
Yeah. No, I can go with the next question. Give me 1 minute, Priyamvada.
Okay. Sure, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, even the text question is also good. So, we'll go in discussion about China's growing economic influence on the global stage. How do you perceive the shift of the balance of the financial power between US and China? Subhash Mantri.
I think US will still remain the financial power because all global transactions take place in dollars. China has tried. China is trying. The BRIC currency is another example. It will take a long time to move away from dollar to any other currency for global trade. US will remain a powerhouse in financial world. I believe that's not going to change in my lifetime. Okay. So we have to accept that. Okay. But the question is, how do we use this powerhouse effectively? Because US is democracy. You can criticize, you can communicate, you can argue, you can reason. In China, you can't. Okay. So in US, you can say something and people, some will listen and they won't put you in jail tomorrow morning. In China, nobody will be able to criticize. Okay. So that's the beauty of democracy and that's the beauty and power of US. And collectively, we have to use that power to create a better world. See, in US, you have administration and you have people. I believe people's voices in the US are very different than administration's voices. US people are very generous. US people are very tolerant. Of course, there are issues of race and all, but overall, they want to do public good. That doesn't get translated into US policies the way it should be. And there is a disconnect. You look at US universities, very liberal, very open. They have answers to many of these issues. There are global experts on each of these issues. I mean, they know things I would take lifetime to learn. Do we listen to them? Do we take their advice? Do we use domain experts to reform things? These are the challenges in the US. Next. But how come I don't see today the text messages where I can see questions? Hello? I can't hear you.
Yeah, 1 minute, sir. Sam, there is a question from Twitter space. Bhavesh, can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Our PM ne three, four baar baat rakhi hai. Parliament mein rakhi, 15 August ko bhi rakha unhone, ki new world order reset aur agenda 2030. और इसको लेके हम बहुत सारी चीजें भी जान रहे हैं और हम लोगों ने इसके लेके हमने हमारे जो बहुत सारे अवेकन लोग हैं वो लोग अपने अपने तरीके से काम कर रहे हैं. डीपॉपुलेशन का एजेंडा जो पूरी दुनिया में चला रहे मतलब चल रहा है अभी खास करके कोविड और वैक्सीन के नाम पे उसका साइड इफेक्ट बैड इफेक्ट आपके हमारे गुजरात में भी देख रहे हैं कि पिछले 6 महीने में 1100 यूथ की सडन कोलैप्स हुए जिसमें 12-13 साल से लेके 45 ईयर्स के लोग हैं जो सडन कोलैप्स हो जिनका मेडिकल हिस्ट्री एकदम जीरो था नील था. तो ऐसे लोग जो सडन कोलैप्स हो रहे हैं उसके लिए आईसीएमआर कुछ और बोल रहा है डॉक्टर्स कुछ और बोल रहे हैं डॉक्टर अपना मुंह खोलने के लिए तैयार नहीं है. तो ये जो चीजें हमारे पास जो भी इंफॉर्मेशन आ रही है वो आ रही है अमेरिका यूरोप ब्रिटेन कैनेडा ऑस्ट्रेलिया वहां से हम लोग पूरा जो भी सोर्स ऑफ इंफॉर्मेशन है हमारा वहां से है. मगर यहाँ पे इंडिया में पॉलिटिकल पार्टियां भी इन चीजों के ऊपर बोलने के लिए चुप मतलब इनके ऊपर कोई बोल नहीं रहा है. शुरुआत में मुझे पता है दिग्विजय सिंह ने जी का एक प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस था उसका यूट्यूब में अभी भी एक वीडियो है कि जिन्होंने पहले ओपोज किया था और खुल के बोला था कि हम देश को लेबोरेटरी नहीं बनने देंगे फिर उसके बाद उनकी आवाज कहीं ना कहीं दब गई.
भावेश
चीजें क्यों हो रही
है? ओके दैट्स अ क्वेश्चन. गुड क्वेश्चन भावेश.
मैं समझ गया उनका क्वेश्चन. ये चीज अभी अर्ली स्टेज में है हमारे पास किसी के पास इसके पूरे जवाब नहीं है. डेटा है जब तक साइंटिफिक कम्युनिटी ये डेटा को एनालिसिस नहीं करेगी बराबर पढ़ेगी नहीं और ये डॉक्टर्स साइंटिस्ट को WHO तक ले जाना है WHO वाले ये ध्यान देते हैं तब तक मैं और आप कुछ नहीं कर सकते. दीज आर अर्ली स्टेजेस ऑफ दिस डेटा. अमेरिका में भी लोग कह रहे हैं कि वैक्सीन की इफेक्ट किसी के हार्ट पे हुई है किसी के लंग्स पे हुई है लेकिन ये टाइम लगेगा. अभी इट इज नॉट दैट सिंपल कि हमने कह दिया कि 11,000 लोग और 1100 लोग मर गए उनका डेटा क्या है. वी डोंट नो इनफ. लेट द साइंटिस्ट डील विथ इट. ट्रस्ट साइंटिस्ट. दिस इज नॉट फॉर पॉलिटिशियंस येट. एट द राइट टाइम इट विल बिकम ए पॉलिटिकल इश्यू. Right now, it is a scientific issue. Okay?
Thank you, Sam. Yeah. Vasudeva Kudumbaham, how to practice for worldwide? Arpan Shastri from YouTube.
What is this? How to practice what?
How to practice Vasudeva Kudumbaham, our India's thing.
I mean, it has to come from within each one of us. Okay? Each one of us will have to respect people with different religion, different language, different race, different color. You know, if we don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. So rather than advising the world, I would advise myself first, my family, my friends, and make sure that we don't discriminate people. That's the only way to do it. Okay, advising others hasn't worked in the past. Okay. So are we willing to really accept that and respect people with different religion, different race, different food, different practice? Then it's okay. If we practice, we'll be okay.
What is the role of professional in democracy, especially in the India context? Do you think are professionals doing the same? Shambhu from Zoom.
Domain experts have a major role to play everywhere. Domain experts are undermined in our political system. You will hardly see domain experts visible on the global scene. It is all political dialogue. It is all about politics, personal attacks. That fellow is bad. This fellow didn't do it. He's like that. He's like this. Even Prime Minister of the country constantly criticizes people. I have yet to hear leaders talking about domain experts. Do we know who is the domain expert in mathematics in India, in physics in India, in chemistry in India, in biology in India, in medicine in India? It can't be a government officer from AIIMS. It can't be just one surgeon who is a heart surgeon or brain surgeon. Okay. So I think we cannot list top 10 experts in India on water, energy, education, health, transport, environment, ecology, traditional medicine. You name it. There are probably, I could say, at least 50 to 100 major fields. In each field, I would like to see 10 global level domain experts in India. They never come together. They are there. I know they are there. They are very good. Can we identify them? I have never seen a list of domain experts in India. I've tried to collect one, but then they all turn out to be my friends. That's not a fair list because I know them, but there are others I don't know, equally qualified perhaps. Okay. So I think if somebody takes that responsibility and then promote these people as domain experts, give them stage, platforms, build them up, but we are not willing to build our global experts. If I have to today define 10 people on water in India, I can't find them. And if I look for it, I'm sure all 10 are going to be my friends. That's not the list. So it's a major issue. We don't allow domain experts to sign. We just don't allow them. Political bosses grab this stage, make all kinds of tall claims, false claims, and people accept it. So I think domain experts have a huge role to play. In America, you can find all domain experts visible because of all the associations. You know, you have IEEE, which has more than a quarter of a million members. You go to them and you will find all electrical engineering experts. You have American Medical Institute. You have, you know, all kinds of associations. There is National Academy of Engineers. We also have those. But they are not visible.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. I think doing the time check, since you have a flight.
We still have 11 minutes. We still have 11, 12 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead, Prem.
I can't hear you. So
So I think the Priyamata's question is about the US-India policies. Huh? So what do you think that that can be changed? Sorry, Priyamata. Sam couldn't hear. I am translating for you. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, you know, India and US has to have good relationship because we are the largest and the oldest democracies. These two countries really drive democratic thought. Of course, there are smaller countries in Europe, whether it is Germany, France, Italy, UK, Scandinavian countries, others. But these two are the pillars of democracy today. Are they working together? They may be working together on nuclear field or on business and trade. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay. Unfortunately, when they work together, it becomes a trade agenda. All countries' leaders meet each other, to me, more as marketing officers. They're making deals. I'll sell you planes. I'll sell you this. And worry about visa for my software people. Fine, these are all important issues. But you will hardly see any conversation on poverty, hunger, racial discrimination, environment. Okay? No, there is very little conversation. Because everyone is focused on power and profit. So, if India and US have to work together, I would change the global agenda. I would say India and US will work for next decade to really promote healthy democracy everywhere. But for that, you have to put your own house in order. Okay? You can't be giving lip service, because today it's what they say is not what they mean. And what they mean is not what they say. So what do you do? Okay. This is the world we have created because the leaders are petty. I'm sorry. You don't have real, credible leaders with moral high ground. You need leaders with moral high ground, like Gandhiji had, Mandela had, Martin Luther King had, and many others. Okay. Today, they don't exist. They are all petty fellows trying to sell things and promote themselves. Okay. No good leader promotes himself. No good leader will ever promote himself. Okay. But today it's exactly opposite. Okay. They want to steal limelight from others as opposed to give power to others. Okay. Any event, leaders want to take charge of it and not let somebody else shine. Because these are insecure people. Sorry about that. This is my view. You don't have to agree with it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there are a lot of commentaries and long questions. So I think I'll just go with one which I think Anita Sundarajan. She's talking about a perspective on ensuring economic growth benefits all segments of society with a focus on nonviolence as a fundamental principle.
I think unless and until we decentralize things, where every district in India, let's say we are talking about India, for example, every district in India is about 2 million people. There are countries in this world with 2 million people. So can we make every district autonomous in a sense? Because every district has their own unique language, culture, ecosystem, microbes, different soil, different environment, rivers, mountains. Every district should be given full autonomy to develop their own jobs. Some may have one type of talent, another may have resources. How do we really create in every district their own college, their own hospital, their own doctors? I mean, look at the ratio of doctors in India. Shame that we don't have enough doctors for 1,000 people. In a country where you need more jobs, we don't have enough teachers for 1,000 people. We don't have enough anything, nurses. Okay. How do we really create local jobs and not rely on Delhi to tell us what to do and how to do? Because local people know what to do and how to do. Don't underestimate their local talent. They may not have PhD, but they know that this is a better bajra than the one Delhi is telling them to grow. They know that this is a better, you know, way to fertilize their land than what multinationals are telling them. So if I had an option, I would say build 700 districts in India. Create government structure at district level, which doesn't exist. district is run by collector, not by elected people. I mean, what kind of a system is that? Why should an IAS officer run a district? District should be run by elected people. Why should a city be run by a commissioner and not by a mayor? Mayor has no voice. Mayor has no power in India. Mayor is there for a ceremonial thing. These things will have to change. Until these things change, top-down approach will continue. Command and control mindset will flourish. Petty leaders will take control, manipulate things, lie, cheat, and remain in power. And that is the problem. Okay. It's not rocket science. We haven't done it in the past. Somebody said, why didn't we do it? Well, maybe we were not ready then. Today we are ready because we are all connected. We have a lot many more educated people. We have come a long way. So today's decision have to be different from the decision 50 years ago, 30 years ago. So don't tell me, why didn't we do it in the past? You know, someone was talking to me yesterday and he said, how come we didn't take care of OBC and Dalits in the past? You are right, we should have, but maybe we were not ready. So don't give me an argument against not doing it today. I got to do it today. Forget about what happened in the past. So this is one of those things that we need to pay attention to. Decentralize, decentralize, decentralize. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. I think we are coming to the closure of the session. So happy birthday once again, Sam. I don't know how many of us are will be passionate, perseverant, entrepreneurial, innovative like you in 81. Keep inspiring us. We may not be perfect.
You keep me young. Yeah. You all keep me young. Without association with young people, you never feel young. So I'm thankful to you all for joining me. And I wish we could do this more often and much longer. I also learn as to what is on your mind. And I can see from the questions that you are all concerned people. You all mean well. You don't want war. You want peace. You don't want to discriminate. I can see from your questions. They're all good people. How do we multiply this? How do we encourage others to be like you all? I have yet to see one nasty question. Okay. That tells me that all these people are good people. And if there is a nasty question, that doesn't mean you are nasty also. So I'm proud of you. I feel good that India has these kinds of people who are thinking, spending their time to listen, participate. We need more of this. We need thousands and thousands of these conversations. I encourage each one of you to start these conversations in your area. And you will learn and you will, you know, educate others. So thank you. Wish you all the best and look forward to seeing you next week. And you all decide
what... Thank you, Sam. And we may not be perfect. Yeah, sure, Sam.
Say it again.
We may not be perfect and agile like... No, we may not be perfect and agile like you. May not be ready for your razor sharp modern views. But don't give up on us. Please continue guide India, Congress, Rahul and us to the light in 2024, Sam. Thank you, Sam.
All I can tell you is I love you all.
Stay well.
You all mean well. And thank you for spending your time with me. Bye.
Thank you, Sam. Nope. Bye. Sorry, Premata, and others who I could not go through the questions. Maybe we'll catch up those questions
next time,
Sam, and post that in LinkedIn and other forums. Thank you.